Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do. Good morning. Christina. Yes, you are on the live.
Hello, Christina.
Do you hear me? Hello?
Hello, Christina. Can you hear me? Christina. Hello, Christina.
You're on the air.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. I'm not hearing my producer anywhere, but good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Yes, we're on a we're on location down here at Crown Motors for our salute to the veterans. It's the 9th of November. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, I can't hear you. So I
good morning, Carl. Do you hear me?
You seem to be on the air. We're down here as we do every year down at Crown Motors, our annual salute to veterans. We have some guests coming on. And we're going to be talking about all the things that are happening around here. But let's take a look at the weather today. It's supposed to go on up to 64, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday, beautiful days. On Saturday, Veterans Day, it's going to be 71 degrees, and we're starting to get some clouds on next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but the lows every night are going to be in the 40s, my friends. So the weather looks great for today, tomorrow, and, of course, Veterans Day. The weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. So it's that time of the year again, and I have with me Scott Seaton. Hello.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning, and who is the conductor of the North State Symphony? He's zipping up his jacket. It's a little bit chilly out here. Thanks for being flexible and joining us out here.
My pleasure. You always have me in the most interesting locations.
Yeah, wait till next year. Who knows where we're going to be at? Wouldn't it be nice, though, to be on, like, a beach? Hey, you're going to have – yeah, Scott, you can join us, but we're going to be out on the beach in Cabo, and it's going to be warm, and just wear your swimsuit and bring your baton.
I'm game for that.
Game for that. So what's happening?
Well, this is our opening weekend, so it's a very exciting time, and we have a big show in our first of the season called Ovation, and this weekend is called Swan Lake. So everyone has heard of Swan Lake. It's one of Tchaikovsky's biggest sort of pieces out there. Probably as big as his Nutcracker, which we hear every year, everywhere.
Everybody
does it.
By the way, do you know what a duck's favorite ballet is?
I don't know.
The Nutcracker.
I had to tell that one.
I'm sorry. I had to tell that one. Okay. Anyway.
I should have seen that coming.
You should have.
But this weekend is a big concert for us because it's not only our first concert. It's also the concert out of our season that we partner with our youth orchestras in both Reading and Chico.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to join us for one of the pieces on the concert, which is the first piece on the concert. And it's a piece by Benjamin Britten, a British composer. He wrote a piece called Soirée Musicale, and it's a piece that basically steals a bunch of themes from Gioachino Rossini, all these famous like comic operas and things. And it's a lot of fun. It's a short five movement piece, and we have a lot of fun playing with the kids on stage. So it'll be nice to have them back. We are also featuring our two young artist winners. So two young musicians who auditioned for a chance to perform with the symphony. And we have a high school pianist. Her name is Allie Bredo, and she's going to play some Mozart. And then we have Amanda Michelle Britt, who's going to sing two arias from Puccini and Strauss Jr. So we're going to have that. It's going to be great. They sound fantastic. And then we're going to end the whole shebang with Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Suite. So not the whole thing, but the best music from the ballet, which is about, 30 minutes, not 2 hours of music. So, Tchaikovsky, everyone knows Tchaikovsky. It's part of these iconic themes that you can't get out of your head afterward. These earworms that just kind of seem to pop up whenever you least expect them. But it's amazing music. It's very powerful, visceral music. And it really tells an amazing musical story, even though the story's not the most happy.
Well, we need happy stories, but also
we can pretend it's happy.
Tchaikovsky, though. I mean, 1812 Overture.
Absolutely.
I mean, all of those. I mean, who doesn't, when you're listening to the 1812 Overture, not think of, is that it? What is that? The Lone Ranger or something?
That's actually William Tell.
William Tell. That's right. That's the William Tell Overture.
So that's okay. The guy who wrote some of the first piece music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly.
Great. Oh, my gosh, because it sounds like you've got just a great selection of music.
It's going to be a lot of
fun.
As
usual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to be when and where?
So we start out in Reading on Saturday night at 7:30 at the Cascade. With a 6:30 pre-concert talk. If you miss that show, you can drive down to Chico for a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday.
Now, I would just urge everybody, when you go to this Saturday, is that you get there at 6:30.
Absolutely.
And listen to Scott Seaton. He explains the whole thing. He gives out the ground rules, which are not many. you introduce the artist, too, I believe.
Yeah, the young artists will come out and chat with me. It'll be a time for you to learn a little bit about the people playing on the program.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a time to sort of be demystified about the music and the orchestra itself and the experience. So I really encourage everyone
to
come check
it out.
It really is.
It's worth your time to get there early for that 6:30. And It gives you a more awareness of what you're going to be listening to.
Yep.
And it's truly enjoyable, listening to Scott because Scott loves what he does. How long have you been here now, Scott?
Oh man, this is my ninth season.
Yeah.
Ninth season.
I remember when it was two or three of you, going up for the job and all of you were on the show and, Linda just immediately fell in love with you and says, oh, he's so good. And then, so you've been, and it's, but you're, it's not just here. You work all over the world, or at least the United States.
I get around here and there, yeah. I have another orchestra in Tulsa, so I'm putting some miles in.
Tulsa.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you now the Tulsa King?
I'm not the Tulsa King, but I can't talk like he does, but
Yeah. Okay, so Saturday at the Cascade.
Yep.
What time does it start?
Saturday is at 7:30 at the Cascade.
But be there at 6:30 so you can hear Scott tell you about, and he does it so delightfully, about what you're going to be listening to. You get to meet a couple of the masters that are there.
Yeah, I'll talk for about 25 or 30 minutes, and you'll have 30 minutes to just hang out, talk to friends, family, and enjoy a great concert.
And then it begins.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good luck as usual, and if you have not been to a concert, please put it in your little book of things to do because it is so enjoyable. We've been to two and love both of them, and we feel remiss if we're not there every time. So is there like a season ticket?
Yeah, you can probably still buy season tickets up until Saturday.
Yeah.
So this
is
the time to do that and save some money.
And how many more are there going to be?
So this season we have November, we have February, we have March youth concerts, and then we have a May finale.
Okay.
May finale.
Okay. Well, you will truly, truly enjoy this. The music is wonderful. The
The ambiance there is great. You know, you're not getting in trouble if you clap at the end of the movement, right?
Yeah, you can clap whenever there's a silence and you feel like you want to acknowledge something you just felt amazing on
stage. I remember 9 years ago, I thought, oh, people are clapping. They're clapping. And you said, well, that's okay. So
it's, you know, attending a symphony concert is not as stuffy as an experience as people think it is.
Yeah.
And I try to sort of break down the wall between the orchestra and the audience whenever I can. So
great.
Okay. You'll have fun. I promise.
No, you will have fun. Scott, thanks so much for coming by and down here at Crown Motors.
My pleasure, Carl.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hey, everybody, we are at Crown Motors. It's a salute to the Veterans Day. We've got, you know, some guests lined up. But if you're a veteran or a family of a veteran, feel free to come down here. We're sitting right here in front. You can't miss us. We got big KCNR. We got big KCNR signs out and all these kind of things. But we're going to take a quick break now, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, the local board of directors, this is a great bank. And, in fact, if you come by here, then you keep swinging by, and you go down to Cornerstone Bank on Hartnell, and where they're collecting funds for RABA, for passes to the veterans this year. And every year they have it around this time. So you go down to the Cornerstone Bank here or the one down in Anderson, and you can donate. And what it does is it buys passes for our veterans that they can use through the rest of the year. So Cornerstone Community Bank, been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fort. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and... noon to 5 and Monday 10 to 6.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Okay, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Fire Radio here at Crown Motors. Yes, we're on remote location at Crown Motors here in Redding off of Cypress and our annual salute to the veterans. Good morning, everybody. Scott Seaton here is just on, is waving goodbye. This is such a, this time of the year, with the Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day, it's kind of a special time of the year for a lot of people, not just because it's the Marine Corps birthday tomorrow, but Veterans Day and all the things going on. And with me is Debbie. Hello.
Good morning.
Debbie Johnson, who is the president of the CVAC. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. So you're the chairperson.
I am.
You are. And there's a lot of things going on.
There are a lot of things going on.
Yeah. So let's just go through a few of them right now.
Well, I'm coming to the ball. That's the
Marine
most
Corps
important
ball.
Things.
Right. Let me tell you that Ron Isley and I, deserve a drink tomorrow night. Of course, Redding and Shasta County being a last-minute type of organization out here. Last month, we were really concerned that we're going to have, okay, so we'll have 100 people there, but it's going to be a good 100 people. Well, now, I'm getting phone calls. He's getting phone calls. We're getting emails from people. Oh, well, I want to go. Well, at a certain point, and if you put on these soirees, and Baron Browning just stopped in here too, when you're putting on these soirees, you've got to give the number of dinners to the location. In this case, Wind River, who's been very, very understanding.
We love Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah is just like she's a blessing to all of us out here. And I said, okay, this is it, the final number. That was Friday. Then Monday morning, I said, okay, how many more can I add to that? And she goes, let me check with the chef. So we could add on some. Sorry, guys. Tri-tip was locked in, so we got more chicken and more vegetarian lasagna. So some of the last people coming in here are going to have vegetarian lasagna.
It's good.
Sorry, but, you come in on a Monday.
Yeah.
On it. Anyway, it's going to be great. No, the food's good, though.
You're not there for the food.
You're not there for the food.
You're there to celebrate our food.
Yes.
There you go.
248,
and we are.
By the way. 248?
Yeah.
248.
Now, we don't
you
look.
You guys are getting.
We don't look.
No, you don't look 248.
We don't look bad, do we?
I don't feel
okay,
that
so, Debbie, what's going on that you want to talk about today?
At the Northern California Veterans Cemetery on Saturday, they have their annual event. It's actually like they're almost their Founders Day. That's when they were dedicated on November 11th, 2005. Arnold
Great.
Schwarzenegger, the governor, was there. And so there will be a program. And part of that program, guest speaker will be Ross Smith, a commander of AMBETS.
Okay.
And he's going to be speaking about suicide awareness and prevention. The the AMVETS 1 motor coach will be out there, as well as I'm sure our historical association, our Veterans Historical Association with the helicopter, I believe they'll be out there. And we're gonna celebrate veterans, and we're gonna help heal and give them hope.
The laying of wreaths, and
that's coming in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, out there on for Veterans Day, you have a speaker, music, marching on the colors, and all those kind of things.
Wreaths come in May on Memorial Day.
Okay.
But I'm sure they'll have out
the
army and those kinds of.
Well, now for the Veterans Day, the MVETS bus is going to be out there at 10 on their California adventure out here.
Yes, it's called the Golden State Tour.
Right.
And they will be out there at 10.
And they are raising awareness on veteran suicides and mental health problems.
Yes.
And they're doing, like, I don't know, 6 different places, and they're just happening to be, they're going to be here on Veterans Day for our.
That's correct.
For our ceremony there.
My husband Tom is in Santa Barbara this morning on the bus, with the bus.
Is he on there?
Yeah, he's on the bus and helping out with that. Yes, mental awareness and being okay with talking about what's going on in your life will definitely help end the stigma. And help heal, and hopefully bring that number down to 0 for everybody.
You know, if we could just drop it 10%.
Yes.
10% a year.
Save one. That's why it's called AMVETS 1. One at a time.
And I find it interesting that this number has been up for several years like this. You know, and this year I saw, active duty suicides have risen, and the reserves and the National Guard and that has dropped some, but the overall number is still up there when you look at the veterans who are just reached that point in their lives when they can't go any further. And the question is if somebody talked to them? Have they reached out to anybody? In many cases, they don't, and we have to reach out to them.
We do. We do. Be ready. Let people know that you're, you worry about stuff with your phones and spam and all that stuff on a cell phone, but don't be afraid to give your number and give the 988 number. And
the 988 number is the 3-digit hotline for people that are experiencing mental problem, mental stress, and need to talk to somebody. And they have trained people on the other end of that 988 number.
And the Golden State Tour is about putting a face on the helpers.
Okay.
You know, there are real people here to help you.
Yeah.
And
you're not gonna
it's not just a recording. It's not just you do have to push one, I think, but you don't have to push a whole bunch of buttons to be frustrated. You can talk to someone.
It's not like calling American Home Shield then, huh?
No.
Ending up someplace.
God, I don't know them.
Well, American Home Shield, that's just another story all in itself. But on this 988, that's the emergency number. And they are going to be out at the cemetery at IGO at 10 o'clock, so you can talk to them and see, you know, the types of things they do and raising awareness for suicide in the veterans community, which is just 22 a day, and you figure it's maybe 1% of the people in the United States have served.
Yes.
This isn't like World War II and, you know, in Vietnam when you were, you know, having, you know, tens of thousands of people and in World War II, millions. But we've had people at war for the last 20 plus years. And so, and they all come home. And
before I head off to the dentist,
yeah.
Honor veterans, help them heal. and give them some help.
There
and
you
hope.
Go.
And hope.
Debbie Johnson,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Hey, Christina, I want you to get on the chat and tell me if you can hear Baron. Baron, say hello.
Hello.
Can you hear him? And she's telling me, yes, good. It's working. So, Baron Browning, Maureen.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. So what's this weekend mean to you?
You know, I was thinking about it over the last couple of days, and yesterday you have one of those moments where, you know, you're proud to be a parent and a grandparent. My granddaughter called and wanted my Marine Corps picture for her school to put it up. And what an honor that is. And, you know, I just look back at my life, and being in the Marine Corps changed the trajectory of my life. You know, not only did it give me the work ethic that I have today, but it gave me an honor and pride for my country and my fellow citizens. And I guess that's what it means the most to me today, is that, you know, you're an elite. You know, you did something out of the box. You went and served your country. And I want all of you that served just to be proud of that moment, that you're one of those that continue to make our country as free as it is today.
Okay, I'm here. We're down here at Crown Motors in our annual salute to the veterans, and we'll be talking to veterans today. We got the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and I'm going to hang on to Baron for as long as I can. And come on down. If you're a veteran or a family of a veteran, come on down. Say hello, and we can talk about what you've done and where you've been, or just what it means to be a veteran. And you know, Baron and I are both honored for the fact when people thank me for serving our country. My answer to that every time is it's an honor to serve this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we go through some stuff, but it's an honor to serve this country. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that he's been doing this for, gosh, a couple of decades. And Jeff Worst is just a great guy. He repairs your windshields, guarantees his work. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Worst can fix it. And he's worked in our windshield and in many of the windshields of our friends, and everybody's happy. What else can I say except it's locally owned, locally operated, and if you want a free inspection or analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and we'll be right back.
I don't. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The season's changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own own car, enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi, while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community. Much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
See clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM. We're down at Crown Motors, our annual salute to the veterans. We're sitting down here in the kind of right in front of the building, and you can find us. There's big signs that say, and backdrops that say, KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's our annual salute to the veterans that Crown Motors puts on, and we're very, very happy to be here. They do a lot for our community. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Locally owned, locally operated, they are at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can call them at 530-221-6800. Good people down there. They've got everything you can possibly imagine to do work on your home. You can do it by the lease. You know, you can rent it by the day. You can lease it. Or even better, you can buy your own Kubota. Who doesn't want their own tractor?
That's right.
Hey, and I'm here with Baron Browning, who is a former Marine. Well, you know, and is, gosh, you've got so much stuff going on, Baron. You are an entrepreneur to the stars.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, we talked about what be doing in the Marine Corps. You know, like when I went in and I enlisted, I wasn't planning on spending my life, and you know, most of my life in the Marine Corps. I just went to Paris Island. Where'd you go?
San Diego.
Hollywood Marine. You find this, you know, we joke about it, but if you're at Paris Island, they make a point of telling you what a big mistake you made to come to Paris Island to be eaten by the sand fleas. Because out in San Diego, if you were out there, they got to go to baseball games. When they graduated, they took them to Disneyland. They all had sunglasses issued to them. And we're just sitting there.
I missed all of that.
No, I know. None of it's true. None of it's true. But that's what they would tell us. And, you know, to even make us feel like we're stupider than we were at that point. pride. Where do you live? But the thing about boot camp is, and we don't have, of course, the draft is gone. But one of the things about boot camp is you met people from all different walks of life that you probably wouldn't have met. People talk about, you know, working with somebody that comes from the, you know, the cornfields in Iowa or south side of Chicago. They were all there.
It was amazing because, you know, they drill it into you that you're all green. There is no other color. You're wearing green, you're all green, inside and out. And so, and the deal is that just to make sure that you have your brother's back, brother's sister's back.
That's the whole thing.
That is the whole thing.
I mean, and I'm sure, I don't know if you've run into it, but I've, you know, when you spend a lot of time in the service, you run into people that you just don't get along with. But there was, and I had this one officer for years. We just did not like each other. We were platoon commanders together. We were company commanders together. On a personal note, he wasn't my favorite person, and I'm sure I wasn't his. But there was never, ever a doubt that he wasn't going to be there and putting his life on the line when stuff happened.
Right.
And he had the same feeling. So, and then years later, we buried the hatchet and turned out to be a pretty good guy, as long as I didn't have to talk to him a lot. So,
and I still look back on it, and my favorite memories are my drill instructors, honestly. I mean, people talk about how mean they were, but that was their job. Their job was to boil it down to your life is on the line, and what are you going to do? And then are you going to back up your fellow Marine right while you're out there? And so when you think about all of that as you're going through boot camp and what it really means, all that other stuff goes away.
It does.
And you can compartmentalize everything else they're doing because at the end of the day, that's what it was about. Because you were getting ready to go, potentially, to put your life on the line. In your next phase, right? Because
we had no
idea what was coming.
Yeah, and they
for us it was you know the initial Iraq War, and so you look back on those things that they did for you and did to you to make you the person that you came out to be at the end of that, and that was their sole job.
And you know
it wasn't personal.
No, it wasn't personal, and you know they told us because Vietnam was really winding down for the Marines. And they said, there'll be, you know, some of you might make it there, most of you won't, but if you stay in, don't worry, you're going to see combat if you're in the Marine Corps. And, you know, they, of course, were right. But where I can't remember what I did yesterday in the afternoon, I still remember Staff Sergeant Kaiser, Sergeant Bell, and Sergeant Putnam, my drill instructors. And I remember, I can see them so clearly. Today, gosh, how many years ago was that? Well, you know, it was 1970, and I can still see them. I can still remember vividly boot camp. And isn't that strange? I mean, it had such an indelible mark on people that went through there.
Yes.
And, you know, and that they had 12 weeks to, as they said, take away your cheap, trashy civilian ways and make you into a Marine.
That's right. I was looking through my boot camp book last night, gathering some pictures from my granddaughter, and I noticed three more pictures that I was in that I didn't even notice. And every time you saw it, or the second you saw it, you absolutely remember every part of that moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's things in there that I'll never forget, ever forget, that I remember, like just like you said, more than I remember what I did yesterday.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, like, you know, I went to OCS a couple of years later, Officer Candidate School, and I remember that, but I can't tell you the name of my, of our senior, instructor, or even the other, you know, the other ones. Don't even remember them. And of course, I remember many of the ones I went through OCS with, because then we went on to the basic school together and went out to serve. But, boot camp was just something that is such a life-changing. And you don't come out worse. You don't come out worse.
No.
You come out a different person, a better person. You know, somebody comes in 30 pounds overweight. They come out, they've lost 30 pounds.
At least.
God help if you come in 30 pounds overweight. But if you did.
No, you got the red stripe.
And then if you come in,
there was no doubt who they were.
Yeah, and if you come in 20 pounds underweight, you both come out the same weight.
Right.
At the end.
You're bulked up. Absolutely.
You're bulked up.
Yeah.
That's right. And eating the same
food. Well, I don't know that they came out 30 pounds less weight.
Yeah.
I think they came out with just, 30 pounds more muscle.
That's
you know what I mean?
Oh, no. No, what it did was, we svelted down. We svelted them down. When we had,
fine-tuned them, yes.
I was a platoon commander at OCS. And the whole thing about OCS was, and compared to boot camp, the mental stress they put on you at OCS was nothing compared to what they did at boot camp. But the physical side of it was a lot harder.
From the second they boarded the bus when you got there.
Oh. When you got
started.
Well, I have a story that I may tell someday about that. Getting off the bus at Paris Island, I was just me. I mean, I was at the gate. I walked across the street, and there was the gate, and I said, I'm reporting in. I had my little folder, and they said, sit here. And about 20 minutes later, here comes a pickup with a Lance Corporal in it, picks me up to take me back to the reporting in barracks. And we're driving across. Paris Island used to be an island. Now they had this causeway there. And he drove me back, and he didn't say a word, just smoking a cigarette. And I said, so how is it? And he looked over at me, and he said, ain't that bad. Now, he's looking at that for maybe 6 months. Who knows? But it was it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to take a quick break here. I'm going to lose Baron. But,
thanks for having me.
Oh, no, man. Thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you do in our community, buddy.
Well, we all do it together.
Well,
tell everybody that.
And we could just spend an hour talking about how great Shasta County is and the people. But we have a lot of veterans that are here in Shasta County. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to have our Shasta County Veteran Service Officers going to join us. And Wes, and to talk about some of the things that are going on, but some of the things out there that are available for our veterans.
If you're a veteran and you haven't been down there, please get down there.
Oh, yeah.
Please get down there, because you have no idea what you're missing out on and the things that are available for you. And I know I'm going over, but...
No, it's okay.
Please get down there and do it. I know people that go for the first time, they always come back with, I had no idea.
There's two things you need to do. You need to see the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Yep.
The other thing you need to do is go out to the VA clinic.
Yep.
And the reason it is get yourself in the system.
Yes.
Because you may find that things that happened two decades ago, all of a sudden your hearing is going way downhill. And it's a result from things that happened in the military. You weren't medically discharged. You didn't have a medical retirement or a regular retirement. But get yourself into the system, and you may be surprised. And then that with the VSO, you've got benefits you've earned.
That's right.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m. at Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pea gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes, including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, Chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entry. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel organic fresh tom and hen turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Cappy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at Crown Motors as we do our annual salute to the veterans. Good morning, everybody. Today is the 9th of November. It's about, 42 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be 71 on Saturday, which is great because we have, of course, the Veterans Cemetery out at Igo is having their Veterans Day ceremony out there. The AMVETS bus is out there. It'll be there at 10 to talk about suicide awareness in veterans. We're still losing 21 to 22 veterans a day to suicide. And they're going to be out there. There's a variety of things happening throughout the area. And I'm here with our friend Pat Karch, who is our engineer who set all this stuff up today.
Good morning, Carl.
I put up things like the table. I bring my computer, but
yeah, it's all working good.
We had a disaster about how many months ago? 4 months ago, 3 months ago. All of our equipment for our remotes was stolen out of our announcer's car. And it was dialed in. It was perfect.
Right, right.
And then it all got stolen out of the back seat of his car.
You know, and this is a shame because, like many small businesses in Redding, we're not all made of money. We just can't go out and buy new equipment, which you did anyhow. But the new equipment, we're just testing out this new equipment that Carl has purchased today, this here, at Crown Motors this morning, and seems to be working fine. We're having a little bit of a glitch, not being able to hear our producer, but Carl,
who we could hear right before we started, and then somewhere in that 2 seconds,
yeah,
she came. You know, But anyhow, but she can hear us, and she's typing right now to tell me she can hear us.
You were inquiring, Carl, about places that you thought might offer free meals for veterans on Veterans
Day. Yes, yes.
And I noticed there is a website that posts that, and Applebee's is one of the places that at least
Applebee's, IHOP. I think the where's the place where the Blooming Onion is? The
that's the Australian Outback.
Outback. They've got a Blooming Onion that they're going to provide you with 12,000 calories. Wind River is going to provide breakfast on Saturday morning and dinner there in their Seasons restaurant, and the dinner's prime rib. Veterans. There's a number of places in town. There's national chains and there's local. I think I saw Country Kitchen had something they were doing. I think it was a country scramble veterans. I saw that. And you can check my my Facebook page, and it's got a list of things, or you can check the VFW Post 1934 on their Facebook page, and they've got a list of all of that.
Right.
And in fact, Wes Tucker's going to be back here at 8 o'clock, from our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and going to be talking, and I'm sure he's got a list of things too.
You know, I was going to mention to the folks out there, if you want to go to a great Veterans Day presentation today at 10 a.m. at Reading School of the Arts, they're going to be doing one, and this is one that, Carl, you and Linda attended a few years ago.
Yeah.
You guys were the host for that and did a live remote on that day, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. Because they had music and singing, and they were honoring veterans. And
they did. This is I noticed my wife and I were, and probably you guys were tearing up. You could hear kids from ages, you know, 5 years old up to eighth grade all singing, I'm Proud to Be an American.
Yeah.
And how often do you hear that around? You know, it's not very often.
So not anymore.
Right.
You know, the first time, I was in, when I was in Desert Storm, and we were getting ready to launch the ground attack. And General Boomer came out to visit us. We were going to be pushing through, they were going to be, you know, breaching the barriers there, and 1st Marine Division and 2nd Marine Division was going to go across. And General Boomer came up to where we were to give us, you know, hey, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're going into combat. And we hadn't been in, you know, Marine Corps hadn't been in combat for well over a decade. And so, but a young man was with him, a Marine,
mm-hmm.
and he sang that.
No fooling.
I'm proud to be an American. And, you know, right then you weren't really concentrating on it because, you know, you got a lot of things you're doing, making sure everybody's got all the stuff they need, and you're getting ready to go into combat the next morning and not knowing really what's going to happen, of course. And months later, when I was back home, months later, I'm driving down the road, and that song came on the radio, and I teared up
right
then. It just took me right back. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, and it was.
Well, they'll be doing that this morning, and anyone is invited to attend that at 10 a.m. at Reading School of the Arts off of Shasta View.
Yeah, so you got time to after our show is to beat feet out there.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
I should. I have 2 grandchildren in the program, so.
Gosh, you know what? You were out at School of the Arts for
10 years.
10 years.
I finished my career there, and I'm proud of my career working both for the County of Shasta and for Shasta County Schools, and then finishing up at Reading School of the Arts. I was always a taxpayer advocate, try not to waste the taxpayers' money, and provide a positive work environment for folks. You know, that's very important. In any position you're in, it's not just the money that keeps people at a job. If they feel like they're not appreciated or it's a toxic place to work, then it's difficult to find people and then retain them. Retention is a big deal, you know. So, anyhow, that's why I enjoy working at KCNR, Carl, because you guys are upbeat. Of course, I love Linda. She's a great singer, and you're lucky to marry her. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm a fortunate man. I married up, that's for sure. and the well, you know what, we've the station is our way, I think, of giving back to our community in many ways. Being able to do things like this, being able to showcase veterans, being able to do the number of things that we can do in businesses. And so, and yeah, she's been in this from the whole beginning. And neither one of us have ever been anywhere in our lives longer than 3 years.
Wow.
So, and we've been here 16 years now.
Amazing.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Good for us. Lucky for all of us in Redding.
Yep. And we're going to have to take a break from the news. When we come back, we got our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and also Chuck Kenny's going to join me. So, we'll be back right after the news.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Slightly fewer Americans applied for jobless claims last week.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits fell by 3,000 to 217,000 for the week ending November 4th. The four-week moving average of claims, meanwhile, inched up by 1,500 to 212,250. Overall, 1.83 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended October 28th. About 22,000 more than the previous week.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting at debate number 3 for the GOP presidential candidates last night in Miami. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Donald Trump cannot be both a criminal defendant and run for the White House.
But I'll say this about Donald Trump. Anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country.
Right,
it needs to be said plainly.
Nikki Haley said at the debate aired on NBC, she spoke with Israel's prime minister about the war with Hamas.
The first thing I said to him when it happened was I said, finish them. Finish them.
The central question coming out of the third debate is, did any candidate do well enough to catch up with the front runner?
Former President Trump remains far ahead in the polls, leading his Republican rivals by double digits. The previous two debates, which Trump skipped, didn't alter the candidate's standing much. And now we'll see if anyone makes a move following the debate here in Miami as either a serious challenger to Trump or a clear alternative.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reported, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and her Chinese counterpart are meeting in San Francisco. The talks today are designed to help lay the groundwork for an expected meeting next week between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Cruise autonomous vehicles are getting a software update after one of them dragged a pedestrian.
It happened last month in San Francisco. In the crash, another vehicle with a human being behind the wheel hit a pedestrian, sending the person into the path of a Cruise autonomous vehicle. The Cruise vehicle stopped at first, but still hit the person. It then moved to the right to get out of traffic, pulling the person about 20 feet forward. The pedestrian was pinned under one of the Cruise vehicle's tires and was critically injured.
That is Rita Foley reporting. The nation's top accident investigator says a surge in close calls between planes at U.S. airports this year is a clear warning sign that aviation is under stress. Jennifer Homendy, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, told a Senate panel today that close calls are incredibly rare, but that we cannot ignore the fact that they're still on the rise. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 50 years after giant pandas first arrived in Washington, D.C., the Smithsonian National Zoo now has none left in its enclosures. And the Embassy of the People's Republic of China says that the last of the giant pandas are now headed home.
Today, agreed by both sides, it is time for Meixiang Tiantian to bring Xiaojiji back home. The three family members are all in good health and ready for the flight. As a diplomat in Washington, I say to them goodbye and bon voyage. As a Chinese government official, I say to them, welcome back.
Home buyers who can afford to bypass the highest mortgage rates in two decades are increasingly foregoing financing and paying all cash. Homes purchased entirely with cash, accounting for 34.1% of all sales in September. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
It is a beautiful morning, and it's about 42 degrees out there, and today is going to be a wonderful day and this whole weekend. Christina's at the helm. I can't hear Christina, but I know she's there because she keeps typing to me via our Skype. And today, the 9th of November, the news is always brought to you by Shasta Gas. Not Shasta Gas. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and our weather. Here is today, it's going to be 64 degrees, and it says partly cloudy. Now, tomorrow, the 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, of course, the sun is brightly shining. And on Veterans Day, the sun is brightly shining. It's going to be 71 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day, as is Sunday, Monday. Tuesday is maybe a chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. So you've got a great weekend to go out and do a lot of things. Now, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're an angel company. They do so much for our community, and I've got Chuck Kenny here from the Kenny family, and he's going to talk about some other things that are happening also. But Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793.
You got that. Excellent.
Well, it should after 14 years. So good morning, everybody. Now, Chuck Kenny is here with me, and he's going to be co-hosting with me for a while. And we got Wes Tucker, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, but also the commander of VFW Post 1934. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm glad to see Chuck here. Class the place up. Couple of Army guys.
Well, you know, the only thing I can say is because you're my guest, I'll just be really nice. hey, Wes, you are over at Cornerstone Community Bank when you're not here right now. And what's going on over there?
That's right. We're doing a awesome RABA salute to veterans. Essentially, what's going on is the Veteran Service Office and some other organizations are teamed up with Cornerstone Bank and RABA to work to do a fundraiser to provide free bus passes for veterans. So what we do is we're raising all the funds. They'll go to RABA. RABA gives out bus passes and things like that to veterans, and they get people with transportation issues will get to ride the bus for free.
That's right. And so, and now the Veteran Service Office is the one that, your office is the one that hands out those passes. Is that correct? Or
correct. So if you need to get a bus pass, if you're a veteran, you need a bus pass, come on out to the Veteran Service Office and we will sign you bus passes. We've been able to get a lot of transportation help for people who either needed transportation help or both their vehicles were, you know, put, so we were able to get them bus passes. So really is a great thing.
And I hate to say it, but sometimes as you age up, not aging out, but just aging up,
yeah, exactly.
You don't drive as much. And the and with this new bus route they have, I think it's number 15, this is the one that goes from downtown Reading out to the Veterans Clinic in the Veterans Home and swings by the airport also. and makes that run like 10 times a day.
You know what's really awesome is yesterday we sent somebody down with a stack of Rabba cards to the veteran's home. And we were just, because, well, we have serial numbers on each one, so we signed them out to make sure that, you know, we're good stewards of the taxpayers' money. But we went out there with a stack of bus passes, and all the veterans who live there who, you know, not all of them can just jump in the car and go. Some of them have transportation issues. You should have seen how happy these guys were, just like, hey, this gives us freedom that we didn't have. And so it's really cool to see that.
Because that bus comes by there, I think, 10 times a day, you know. And so that means they can jump on it in the morning, come downtown.
There you go.
Do things and hop back on that bus and get back home.
Yeah. Party all day. Come home.
Party all day.
Sleep it off.
You know,
still veteran.
We're sitting here giggling like a couple of girls. Okay. Well, you know, they party it out. I mean, they don't party out there. Now, on November, what is it? November 16th, I think you can adopt a veteran for Christmas. And maybe that's the wrong term, but you can go out there and you can, choose a veteran and their little wish list there to be able to give them Christmas presents. And let me tell you, Linda and I are doing that, and we are going to, you know, adopt a couple of veterans. And instead of giving superfluous things to our grandkids and our nieces and nephews who have everything already, we're going to use that money, and we're going to give them a card to our kids that say, hey, you just supported a veteran, and this is what you gave them for, you know, for Christmas.
Oh, that's
you know
what?
They're going to be happy about that. I mean, when you have a five-year-old, this is Linda's great nephews, or it's her brother's daughter's nephews, I guess. What is that? Grandnephews?
Yeah.
And the great-grandchildren of her parents. When a five-year-old during Christmas says, I just got too much stuff, when they say that, you realize that they have way too much stuff. And, you know, I would rather use that money for people that have served our country. And, you know, maybe they need batteries. Maybe they need who knows, whatever it is. I'd rather that money go to them. And I urge you all to go on out there. But you got to get out there early because people come out there and they just take them.
Yeah, I've been talking to Calvet about it, the representative they have, and they said those things go quick. So
those
if you want to do it,
then just getting there early, you know, stand in line so we can get a couple of them. Yeah. So, anyway, okay.
They've got a list that they'll hand out of things that the guys have requested or need specifically. Socks comes to mind.
Yeah, and there's things
blankets
like that.
Are a big one, too.
There's always things out there that they can use. I mean, they actually even have they built I think it was like a koi pond out there.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I haven't seen that.
I heard that they had a koi pond, or they were trying to get that koi pond going because it's a great place for them to walk out there and just kind of relax.
Do a little bit of fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Go do a little fishing. Oh, that's good. We better tell the Sergeant Smuccatelli that he can't catch the koi. Anyway.
He'll just say, one bit.
Hey, places to eat.
Yeah. So our office does a list of places that do free or very good discounts for veterans on Veterans Day. And we compile that list, and we also do our veteran-friendly businesses that's all year long. So if you're interested in that, let us know. But, yeah, do you have any questions specifically about the places for Veterans Day?
Do you have you have a list, don't you?
I do have a list. So we have Applebee's. It's a free meal. It's going to be from a limited menu. Cattleman's got a free 8-ounce sirloin steak dinner.
And, by the way, I've gone there before for that, and it's great.
I bet. They always do a great job. Country Kitchen has a free country scramble. Hilltop.
Country Kitchen is a wonderful place to eat, and I'm really happy that Lynn Moss and her gang are doing that.
And then we have Hilltop Diner has a free meal for a special breakfast menu from 8 to 11. IHOP has the red, white, and blue pancakes. You also have Little Caesars, and you have, who else? Oh, Logan's Roadhouse has a free meal from 11 to 3. Mountain Mike's has $5 off two large pizzas. Olive Garden has a free meal from a special menu. Free Bloomin' Onion from Outback Steakhouse. I think you say the 1,200 calorie.
The 12,000 calorie Bloomin' Onion, yeah.
There you go. It's a vegetable, right?
Yeah, it is. It's good for you.
My life expectancy went up just looking at it. Handing out Red Lobster is handing out vouchers. So if you can't eat there, they're also handing out vouchers, and they're going to be redeemable through the end of 2023.
That's a good deal.
So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Red Robin has a free tavern burger and endless fries. Sports Clips is doing free haircuts. Starbucks has a free brewed coffee. Wendy's has a free breakfast combo. And then the Post Office Saloon, they have a really cool deal, but they reached out to me and they wanted to, as the VFW commander, they were asking me some ideas about what they could do, and they didn't want to do this on Veterans Day because everybody's got so many options.
Yeah, there are.
They wanted to make sure they could reach as many vets as possible. So they have a limited menu, and they're going to do 50% off either a French dip meal, Post Office burger, or a corn dog and fries. Their corn dog and fries is phenomenal. And a free domestic beer. So if you want to, it's not just your stereotypical frozen Costco corn dog. It's
no,
a good one.
And also, Wind River has got a breakfast going out there and a dinner, and that dinner's prime rib.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
For veterans. So there's a lot of places to go out there that people are showing their appreciation in the way they can with food. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. I've got my wingman right here, Chuck Kenny, the loach guy, in which means nothing to probably the vast majority of you, but for us who've been there and been in, loaches are somebody that you'd like to see. And then, of course, Wes Tucker. We'll be right back.
A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fort. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Reading, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Broadcast. We're down at Crown Motors and our annual salute to the veterans. We've had guests rolling through here the whole morning, and we still have guests. And my wingman now, my co-host, is Chuck Kenny. Warrant officer.
No, commission.
That's right. So yeah. You were what?
First lieutenant. I was over there, yeah.
And Vietnam veteran, helicopter pilot. And he was in the same squadron that my cousin was in, yep. Except afterwards.
Yeah.
Jimmy didn't last a whole year. Maybe you two would have seen each other. And we're also here with Wes Ducker, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and also the commander of VFW Post 1934. And he is also over at Cornerstone Community Bank this morning as we are collecting donations for bus passes for our veterans. And RABA has just opened up a new bus route to, I think it's number 15. I could be wrong, but you might have to check. That goes from downtown Reading out to the Veterans Clinic and the Veterans Home, then over to the airport, and then back into Reading. And it runs, I think, 10 times a day. And they're trying it out. So, you know, I think I'm going to use it. I'm just going to do that and ride out there and see what it's like and see, you know, I mean, you can catch that bus and save yourself a trip. And it comes by, I think, every 2 hours. So it kind of works out right if you go out there for an appointment and then comes by a couple hours later and you hop on it. So anything else, Wes?
It just gives a lot of flexibility, a lot of freedom for a lot of veterans who otherwise have transportation issues and stuff. So we love being a part of it. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. What do you tell, we were talking about it today that, in fact, I was talking to a Marine yesterday that had done his time and gotten out. And I told him, I said, you know, you need to go get yourself into the Veterans Clinic system. And I said, you need to talk to Wes also because you served, you were in combat, and he got some stuff in the mail that said you could, you know, go to the VA. And I said, you really need to go over and talk to Wes or one of his people about the benefits that you earn. Even if you weren't medically retired or you didn't retire from the military, there's still benefits out there that you can use, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Keep sending them our way. We have phenomenal reps. Every single one of our reps is – really, really good. They sit down, they take care of the people that they're talking to. Additionally, if we have anybody who comes in, it's like you said, I'm having guys come in now who were in Afghanistan close to the same time I was, 2009, 2010, and they've been sitting at home trying to deal with their problems on their own, not always the most healthy way. And they're finally, you know, I got to see somebody. And so they're not even coming in. If you have a PTSD rating and you can get a certain amount of compensation that's associated with that for being disabled, but they're not coming in for the disability rating or the compensation. They're just coming in to just so they can have a counselor to talk to and start working through some of the things that they've been, you know, either drinking away or dealing with other ways. And so, you know, just getting healthy. And that's a big push that we have in the VSO. And then also at our VFW, we're getting a lot of young guys in our VFW. And it's really neat because, yeah, we're a canteen, but there's a lot of healing that happens inside those walls. And it's people getting together, shared similar experiences, talking about things, learning how to get healthy. It's not just swapping war stories, but actually looking out for your battle buddy, your wingman, whatever you want to call it, and taking care of each other.
Well, and Chuck, you know this, we can, you're sitting there at the VFW or wherever, and you don't call it this, but it's group therapy.
Exactly.
And, you know, when being a professional in the military, you know, you come back from a deployment and you got your buddies who are there, other people that served with you. When you came back, I mean, you had your group therapy right there. And, the way the Marine Corps did it with their, they would do, we'd get back and we'd spend, I think it's 48 hours after we got out of Iraq and Kuwait. And then you get 96 when you came back, 4 days. And then it was a solid week of everybody talking. We had Vietnam veterans in there talking about PTSD. We had, everybody went through counseling sessions, gave out, not just the numbers there on base, if you needed to talk to somebody, but in Oceanside, there were civilians that you could go out and see them. But after, I think, the sixth visit, you had to come home. On the seventh one, you needed to start, if you were still, you needed to be seen by, the Navy doctors and stuff. And the whole idea behind it is that PTSD and things you went through can strike any rank. You didn't have to be outside the wire every day. You're getting shelled and whatever. Some of the guys that were working in the Graves registration were getting hit hard.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, I picked up a kid that, that's where he was working, and he said it didn't bother him until he saw a guy he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it bothered him, but it didn't really get to him until a guy he knew that he had served with was there.
Yep.
So,
A lot of my symptoms never showed up for about 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've told a few people that are experiencing that, young guys, and it takes a while for some of that stuff to show up, or at least for you to allow it to come out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like what he said with the group therapy. When I got back from Afghanistan, it was I had some things at night, that I was dealing with. But when I, they didn't last for very long. It was just right away when I got back. But you go to work and you talk to guys who have shared experiences, similar backgrounds, and you just make dark jokes about it or you do things, and then you kind of get through it. I didn't have it really happen until I was about a couple of years out of the military before.
6 months after I got back from Desert Storm, I was laying in bed, and I was having a heart attack. I was having a heart attack. My wife was bundled me into the car and took me over to Camp Pendleton to the hospital. And they rolled in there. They put that EKG on me. They put a intravenous. And the guy looks at my EKG and he says, "When'd you get back?" I said, 6 months ago. He goes, "Well, it's coming out right now." And all it was a stress attack. And as soon as he said that, it wasn't my heart. Blood pressure dropped, everything. Everything went right back into place. And I said, "It's been 6 months." And he goes, "Yeah, we're seeing a lot of you." And that's about how long it took, was for that 6 months. And then, of course, in other engagements that you've been in, that it does. It comes out at times like that. So, but people need to be aware of that, and especially if you're a family, that it could be years, in some cases 20 years.
Well, I've talked to a number of Vietnam vets, and I myself have experienced this a little bit. I'm 76 years old. And
a great-looking 76,
well,
by the way.
Thank you very much. So about 2 years ago, 3 years ago maybe, I started having some dreams at night, and I hadn't done that in years. And I've talked to a few guys and, in fact, counselors, and they said that sometimes it gets worse the older you get. And so for those Vietnam vets that have not gone to the clinic or, registered, and I've got friends I go to church with, they've never registered until they, up in their 60s and 70s. But the VA has benefits, and the VA has excellent counselors and programs. And I just want to encourage whatever your age, and in particular the Vietnam era guys, if you're having stuff that you don't have any idea where this comes from,
they have an idea and they can help you.
Yeah, you know, one thing that getting with the VFW, getting involved with that, the one thing I learned about the military is the more it changes, the more it stays the same. And it was when I had things happen when I was when they pulled out of Afghanistan and all that was happening, I had things come back to surface that I hadn't dealt with in a long time. And it was, we have a Army truck driver who is a Vietnam veteran, Jimmy Spencer. We sat on the back porch. He pulled my head out of the sand. We'll say that. But no, he's the one who talked me straight and was like, "Hey, well, I understand. Almost different terrain, but that helicopter taking off at the end, you could have mirrored each other.
Exactly.
How much that would cost."
And that pullout, that disastrous pullout of Kabul, brought back a lot of maybe hidden memories, hidden feelings. When you watch those Marines and soldier and sailor were killed there, and what was happening on this, and there was that feeling that everything that we've done, we go out like that. Are you kidding me?
My boss died while I was deployed. I had other buddies die while I was deployed. I had friends of mine that I went through basic who died over there at different times. And
excuse me.
What's the point? You know, why are we there?
My wife is walking up now. No, stay there. We just got about a minute left here, and I'm going to turn you loose anyway. So you can head back to Rabba, because we're over there at Cornerstone Community Bank also collecting donations, and Chuck just gave a very generous donation to the Rabba people, so we can put veterans into bus passes. And with the new bus route they have, it goes out past the clinic, past the veterans home, and out to the airport. And it runs like 10 times a day, so that's a good deal. So,
well, no, it's an outstanding deal. Come out there, donate. This is one of the things where your money is directly impacting veterans. It's not going to it's not going to some program or something. It's turning into bus passes for veterans.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. In fact, we can almost see it from right here. And I've been going there for 16 years, never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally owned, locally operated business. It works on appointments and drop-ins, but if you want to make an appointment, it's 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop in and get a haircut. Never had a bad one there. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back after these messages.
My ground, and I won't back down. I want that fame, baby. There ain't no easy way out. I want that fame. I'll stand on my ground, and I won't.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Put your pedal to the metal and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $65,000 big bike giveaway swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries and other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Mark those calendars for the final drawing on October 26th and November 30th for your chance to win cash or a Harley Davidson. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Good morning and welcome back, Christina. We're on. Yay! Hello. Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio out here at Crown Motors. This is our annual salute to the veterans here at Crown Motors that they support. And gosh, it's about 45 degrees out here. My wingman today is Chuck Kenny, a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. He and his family own Shasta Gas Propane, of course, and he's a good friend of mine. And I'm so happy
you to be here. Great to be here.
Wow, I tell you what, the weather's going to be beautiful on Veterans Day. It's going to be 71 degrees. It's going to be sunshiny, and they're having a ceremony up there at 11 o'clock, you know, honoring veterans. If you can be up there, you probably want to get there early. Now, also up there is the AMVETS bus, and it is a bus that is traveling throughout California. It's going to be here tomorrow, and they're going to be there at the, of course, at the at IGO at 10 o'clock, and it's to raise awareness of veteran suicide and mental health within our families and communities, leaving no veteran behind. And we've just been talking a little bit about post-traumatic stress that we have all gone through. If you've been in, it's funny, you know, when they say, like, I read statistics on it, everybody thinks, oh, gosh, every veteran's got PTSD. It's only like about 25% that have PTSD in the sense that any type of disability or anything like that.
Right.
And yet, you know, the one thing that we never do is we never test people for PTSD before they come into service.
Right. Right.
Post-traumatic stress can be car wrecks. It can be, a number of things. Losing loved ones and all that can have it. So I wonder what kind of percentage that everybody has out there.
Well, you can just imagine that, from the time you're young, I lost a sister a little older than me when I was 10 years old. And that affected my family, throughout.
my childhood.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of different things like that that'll affect individuals. And so it's very difficult to screen for, I imagine, at that point, you know.
Yeah, and you know, how do you do it? And then who do you disqualify? I mean, if you come in and you're 70%, affected by PTSD, I mean, does that make you ineligible to serve when we've only got 25% of the people out there anyway that can serve?
Right.
The ones that do it. Chuck, let's talk about something you do on a regular basis when you go back to Vietnam.
Yes. I'm going back again next April. I went back this last April or was it May? Anyway, that's not important. What is important is when we go, I travel with a Medal of Honor recipient, and we will end up in the northern part of what used to be South Vietnam in a place called the Asha Valley. And when we go there, there are still over 100 MIAs in that valley area. Now, that valley is 50 or 80 miles long and, 40 mm-hmm. or 50 miles wide.
But it was also an area where there were a lot of battles.
There. It was a major infiltration route from North Vietnam mm-hmm. into the northern part of South Vietnam. They could bring trucks and tanks. They brought tanks into that area. And so they had a regular dirt highway coming through there. And so in 1968, they actually did a major insertion of the 1st Cavalry Division into the valley and, blew the daylights out of it with B-52 strikes and whatnot. And when they actually inserted, I think it was May of 68, if I'm not mistaken, they lost more helicopters in one day than they had in any other time during the war. I think it was 23 or some odd number of helicopters, some of which were the CH-47 Chinooks.
Yeah.
And there was at least one CH-54, which could actually lift a heavy artillery piece. Mm-hmm. It got shot down. So it was a really bad
area. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of.
Well, I saw we were emceeing the Veterans Day Parade Saturday. And the Northern California Historical Association with the Huey was coming by, and one of the statistics I saw said over 5,000 Hueys were shot down in Vietnam.
Yeah.
5,000.
Yeah.
Think about that. And that leads me to your next spot. When you're out there looking for MIAs,
there are still, as I say, almost over 100 that are in the Asha Valley alone. After the war ended, there were over 3,000 MIAs that were not accounted for. And since then, we found about 1,500, but there are still a little over mm-hmm. 1,500 that we haven't found yet. So we know where this battle site took place. We know the Medal of Honor winner goes back to that battle site because he's still missing 3 infantry guys from his unit. But right around the corner from where they're digging for those guys was the crash site of a Loach. In fact, not only any Loach, it was a light observation helicopter like I flew in 1970. This bird was lost in 1968 with 3 crew members. They were never able to get to that bird and recover their bodies. So since 2009, the first time I went back, this was my mm-hmm. 5th trip back this last April. Since 2009, they've actually made a number of surveys out there. But in 2019, they actually started excavating. So the excavation is over 40, 50 yards wide and almost 100 yards up and down the hill. And they are anywhere from 3 to 5 feet deep. They have actually gotten down to the level, and they can tell by the bomb fragments and other stuff, they've gotten down to the level of 1968, the war, and what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have found the rotor head and a 5-foot section of the main rotor blade off of this light observation helicopter. And I didn't finish my statement. It's the same unit that I flew for, Bravo Troop, 1st of the 9th of the 1st Cavalry Division. And these guys went up and got shot down. They went up looking for the lost infantry guys, wanted to recover them. And they got shot down and killed. So we're looking for them. The excavation is going very well. When I went back this spring, I was really disappointed because they had actually closed the excavation up during COVID. And I thought, oh, no, you know, either they found something or they've given up. Excuse me, I just found out that they're actually going to reopen that excavation this next spring.
Well, now, the Vietnamese government is helping with this.
They do.
They are being very helpful.
They actually are. And we're reciprocating because we know some places where we didn't make a general grave, you know, mass grave. But we know some places where they did themselves. After a major battle, they would bury a bunch of their lost guys in the same holes,
yeah,
you know, bomb craters or whatever. So we have a few locations, and we're sharing that information with them. So we're actually working well with the
Vietnamese government. And this is, and you've told me this before, when there was a, if a helicopter had been shot down, a lot of times, because there were bomb craters, that they would just take the bodies of the Americans and put them into bomb craters.
The Vietnamese would do that because they're just trying to get the dead body off of the battlefield for disease and, you know, smell and other things like that. So, and that bomb crater had loosened up all the dirt. So instead of having to dig in hard dirt, you'd just go and scratch a hole out and throw them in and kick dirt on them. And so there are, in fact, three bomb craters within about another 20 feet of the edge of the excavation, and they're moving in that direction. So we are in sincere hopes that they'll get to the bottom of those craters this year and maybe find some stuff.
Well, God bless you on this, and we got to take a break, and so just stay here with me.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we've come back for our final segment here. It's the Crown Motors Salute to the Veterans, and we do this every year. Just have a lot of appreciation for Crown Motors for what they do. They do a lot, and donations and support of our veterans and veterans events and everything, and I can't say enough about them. And right now I'm looking at a whole bunch of cars out here. I'm looking at Broncos. I'm looking at trucks. And, you know, my truck, every time I bring it in here, it kind of gets a little worried because it is 17 years old. But I love my F-150. Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m. at Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and P gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, Chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Wow.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Through here. Debbie Johnson from CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, Wes Tucker came through, Baron Browning's come through, and now I'm here sitting here with my good friend Chuck Kenny, Vietnam Loach pilot, which was their light observation and get flight observation target.
It's exactly
it,
what
is it,
it was,
flew yeah. through the air. Yeah. And Chuck and my cousin flew in the same squadrons or the same, was it first of the ninth?
Bravo troop first of the ninth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And except not at the same time, but and this is how small the world is. Chuck knows my cousin or knew
Rocket,
my cousin.
Rocket Roche.
Two Silver Stars. He lasted about 6 months, I think, before he got shot down and got shot up.
He was an old guy by the time he was there six months.
Yeah,
so I was giving it to you.
Yeah, y'all, that, there, 5,000 Huey helicopters shot down there in Vietnam. And we were just talking about Chuck goes back on a regular basis and for looking for MIAs.
Right.
And your next trip is next April.
Yeah, we're going to go from April 13th to the 26th, and we fly out of the West Coast, San Francisco generally, and we spend 13 days, all expenses included, and it has been about almost a little less than $4,000,
mm-hmm.
Not including airfare. But I want to invite anyone that's interested to go to give me a call at Shasta Gas Propane, and I want to talk to you and give you some details on the trip. But while we're there, we start off generally in Saigon, which, as they like to refer to it now, is Ho Chi Minh City. But all of us vets still call it Saigon. And we'll go through all four of the corps that were there, I Corps, 2, 3, 4 Corps. And if you were there and you worked out of a certain area, we will find that and get you back there. And you can see the changes. And interestingly enough, where we're looking for MIAs out in the Ashaw Valley, it looks like it did in 1960s and early
wow.
70s, a lot of it. Granted, they do now have a four-lane road going right through the middle of Alui, the city there in the Ashaw Valley. And they've got traffic signals, and they got a couple of little hotels out there now. So it has changed somewhat.
So you're not just laying in the jungle, then you're in hotels.
You're
at night.
In hotels at night, and when we're in the big cities, Saigon and Hue and Da Nang, we're in four-star hotels. I mean, these
wow.
things are like uptown, big town stuff.
Yeah.
And air-conditioned bus that we travel in, it is very comfortable. Three meals a day provided. In fact, you get up and go to breakfast, and you get up from breakfast and say, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to eat until dinner tonight. 12 o'clock, they pull into another roadside restaurant, and you're eating essentially on the economy. And the same thing, you eat a seven-course meal three times a day. And the first time I did that, I actually lost 5 pounds.
Well, you're out there. Because you're out there at the sites and you're doing a lot of walking.
Doing some walking.
So people need to know this. If you have a walking problem because you're going up and down hills, we're not talking forced marches here, but still.
But if you can't make it, you can sit in the air-conditioned bus while some other guys are out walking around.
So I'm really going to look at it real hard this year.
That's great.
I'd love to get that. And I never was in Vietnam, but like I said, my cousin was, and I have several friends that were served there. And this could be a trip of a lifetime.
Exactly.
In doing something good.
Yeah.
Now, you are also, we have a really good veterans clinic.
We have an excellent clinic.
Yes.
Top-notch both doctors and staff. Exactly.
Yeah. And you're getting ready to show some appreciation to them.
Well.
And I'm putting you on the spot. I know you don't like to talk about this stuff, but I think people need to know.
Well, I appreciate it. We appreciate, first of all, all of us veterans appreciate every other veteran that has served. But we've got a staff out at the Veterans Clinic that takes care of all of us old guys, even when we're old and crotchety and come in there, with aches and pains and a little impatient, one thing or another. They love us, and they take great care of us. And so Shasta Gas Propane, my wife's and my company, has for the last few years, and I don't like to toot my own horn, but we go out there and provide lunch for the entire 220-member staff of the clinic. And this year, a friend of mine that owns Ortega's Mexican restaurant out in Palisadro, they've got a food truck, and so we're going to have them park the food truck out there and make a nice Mexican lunch for all the staff at the Veterans Clinic this
That's
year.
That's great. And you do this, like you said, on a regular basis. And you know what? That's a great thing to do, Chuck. And, I mean, you and Judy, of course, are just super people anyway, do so much for our community. But let them know that, hey, you guys are appreciated.
Yeah, they need to hear that because sometimes they don't hear that a whole lot out of some of us.
Yeah, they get complaints. And, when I go down there, I see people like, you and me walking around, but I see a lot of people in wheelchairs and they're being seen there. I went in there to the walk-in clinic. I think I had a rash and an allergic reaction to something I've never had before. And I walked in there and in 5 minutes I was being seen by, got back in there and a physician came by and, gave me whatever they give you to take away rash.
Right.
And the experience is one of, just like you said, of caring.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
We are blessed having a clinic like this here in our area.
Top notch doctors. And we don't have to travel all the way down to Sacramento, although that's available to us.
Yeah.
If we need something a little more intensive. Yeah. And I had a hip replacement and I actually went to Travis Air Force Base and had an Air Force doctor do it on the VA's dime.
Yeah.
It didn't cost me a penny.
Well, it's because that you served our country and our veterans. Our people that have served, these are benefits that were earned by your service.
Exactly.
You can say, it's called, it's an entitlement. Well, you can call it anything you want, but
no,
to me,
it's
an earned benefit.
That's right.
As opposed, look it up in your dictionary. Oh, no, that's what, no. What it is something that people have served and put their name on the paper. There,
that's exactly
that
right.
Check,
and their life on the line, by the way.
It is. Yeah. And even if you did not serve in combat, my friends, I honor you just like I will everybody else because you were in and you would have gone. You would have been there if you had been sent.
Well, the fact is that I think the last statistic was it takes 8 people to support 1 frontline infantry type guy.
Yeah.
You've got cooks, you got mechanics.
No, you got to move that back up again.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So you've got cooks and mechanics and all that support staff. to get the guys out on the front. So,
well, you know, the thing is, I had a friend in the Marine Corps, 20 years, never once was in a combat deployment, only because he was in those jobs. Like, he was in school during Desert Storm. You know, if you were in school from September to May, you weren't there for Desert Storm.
Right.
You were someplace. Okay, and then Somalia, and then Bosnia. Now, as soon as the war on terror started, he got over there. But he already had 20 years in before his first combat tour. And, you know, of course, nobody can miss the war on terror. It lasted for so long.
Yeah.
Chuck, I so much appreciate you and what you do for our community and for our veterans. And the you're just kind of one of those unsung heroes.
Well, I appreciate that. But we've got a lot more heroes that have paid a lot more than I have. But I do need to give a shout-out to my friend Mark Moores. He's my neighbor out in Palo Cedro, and I just had to do that one little thing.
Well, and I thank you, because I have to give a shout-out to a guy by the name of Mike Moffitt, who is a guy I've worked with for 10 years with Northern Firearms. Last two nights ago, was hit by a car in the city of Old Shasta, in the intensive care unit over at Mercy, and just really, you know, got beat up bad by this car.
Wow.
And I just want to give a shout out. I got, you know, we have people over there now, and he's his attitude is still good, but he, you know, he got banged up real bad when a car hits you at that speed. So